You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
All right, let's get right down to it. The Suns have choked away this series completely and now face elimination in this Game 6. And what do we hear from Chris Paul? We hear complaining about Scott Foster being one of the designated referees, given the long history of Chris Paul and Scott Foster not getting along with one another. I want to say that this series is going 7 because in my heart of hearts, I think the Suns are the better overall team, even though the Bucks are the more talented team. What we've seen in this series, though, is a regression from the Suns of playing the style that got them to the finals in the first place. Devin Booker has been turning the ball over at a ridiculous clip and forcing up terrible shots to get his stats, and it doesn't work. We've seen how this style of basketball got the Suns into a non-playoff team. Booker is regressing into bad habits, and the guy with the best matchups on the team is DeAndre Ayton, who's only putting up 10 shots a game because his teammates aren't getting him the ball. It's very frustrating watching the Suns team play. So I'm going to say this again. I think the Suns win, but do I feel confident about it? Absolutely not, because they haven't been playing smart basketball. To me, the play is Ayton captain, no matter what, whether the Bucks win or the Suns win. But I'm playing, if in the Suns victory script, I'm playing Ayton at the captain with Chris Paul, assuming that he's going to get assists and score, put up some points, and playing some Cam Johnson with Ayton. Now, if I think that the Bucks win this game, I'm still going to play Ayton captain. You know why? Because in the Bucks victory script, to close this out in 6, it's going to take all the studs for the Bucks to close out in an elimination game. So I want to have Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday in the game. And the thing is, Ayton's pricing is low enough at the captain because he's 8,200 on DraftKings, which means in the captain spot, he's 12,300. You have to have Ayton in the captain in order to fit in Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday. And that way, you basically only have about $5,000 left, and so you're going to have to take a punt at a 1K play, but if this works out to a blowout, even better, because the 1K person's going to actually play. But my whole thing of it is that you need to have the studs for Milwaukee if you think the Bucks close it out, because it's not going to be the Pat Connaughtons and the PJ Tuckers of the world that are going to take out the Suns in an elimination game. It's going to have to come down to major production from Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday to get the W here. So to me, the play is you got to go with the three studs in a victory script if you're going to play Milwaukee. That's just the way I'm going to go about it. So to me, this sets up pretty straightforward as you're going to play Ayton as the captain to save on the salary regardless. But then you set yourself up. Again, you don't have to go crazy with this, but I think it makes the most sense that you kind of lean towards having the Ayton captain to square in all the Bucks players that you're looking for. Because to me, at the end of the day, you need the points. And the pricing is pretty tough on this, like, to be perfectly honest, that I think you have to go more towards that type of a build than anything else. Because I really think that trying to get cute and squeeze in some of these other players, I don't think there's going to be enough viable salary left over. And I think the role players are going to take off a much bigger backseat than the stars. So to me, this is a straightforward play the studs and call it a day type of build tonight. And we go from there. So that's my call is Ayton captain because it gets you the salary to play all the other Bucks or Suns players that you're looking for. And you kind of go from there. So that'll do it for the show. But good luck, everyone. And let's get a winner.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.